It's not every kid who would look to fill up some of the days after school lets out by going to more school, but you probably know a few people who like education, right? Maybe even some kids. Southern Oregon University offers a summer program that gives middle school-aged kids a chance to learn interesting new things on a real college campus. SOU's summer program is called Inspire Academy, and Dan Woodward is the director of that academy and our guest here on the Jefferson Exchange. Dan, welcome.
Thanks, Jeff, for having me.
So how long has Inspire Academy been going on?
Jeff, we're going on our 34th year, and this will be my sixth year as the director for the program.
And what got it started? Tell us about the genesis of the program.
Well, the program was designed to give talented and highly able students an opportunity to extend their learning or enrich their learning beyond what they get in the course of a normal school year. So Academy and many universities have youth programs designed to offer enrichment opportunities and for kids of like-minded talents to come together on a campus of a college, have the college experience, and to be able to extend their learning and extend their social and academic skills immediately after leaving school.
Are these kids who generally are at least thinking marginally about going to college after high school?
Yeah, I mean, they're young middle school kids, but I think they're always in the back of their mind because of their abilities have college as a goal. So obviously their parents have that goal for them to give them the experience of going for a week and kind of living the college experience. So it's just in the fact that it's a residential camp where students live away from home independently without the guide of their parents, it's kind of like college for a week. So it's very valuable in that perspective for getting kids motivated to actually go to college, even at a younger age.
So when you talk about the full college experience, they're staying in the dorms and all that stuff. They have roommates they haven't met before, all that sort of thing?
Yeah, they have roommates. The students can request roommates or we assign them a roommate. So you kind of have that social bond with your roommate. We also put them into living groups of 10 to 12 students per living group, which is monitored by our wonderful senior counselors that we have from all over the nation that come to Academy, all the way from New York University, Harvard, Whitman, Stanford, American University, Yale. These are very kind of high-powered college students that come back and work for us to mentor these kids, and that's kind of part of our big process, giving them that experience as well.
Are the senior counselors on something like a circuit? I mean, do they hit Inspire Academy and then move off to another campus and keep hopscotching through the summer?
Yeah, Jeff, these people are amazing. I mean, you'd be surprised at what they do in the course of a summer. You know, they figure college students, they'd be ready to go and on vacation and relax. But, you know, many of them come to Academy and they mentor our kids for a week and then they're off to the Peace Corps or they're traveling the world, donating their time for projects all over the world, building houses. I mean, they're just amazing people and very highly motivated.
Inspirational, you might say, which is a good thing for Inspire Academy.
They are, and it's one of my favorite things just to be around that group of people for that week and to just soak in all the power and passion they have for helping society in general and then helping our kids, of course.
In reading the materials that are sent out to kids and their parents about the things that are offered at Inspire Academy in the summer at Southern Oregon University, it seems like the words school and education, those two words, don't appear very often. Is that deliberate?
Yeah, I think, I think enrichment is the goal. I mean, I don't think if we were just offering an extension of a school year, a normal public school year, it wouldn't be as enticing for people to see. They want to see a place that they can send their children to get an enriching experience beyond what is normal school. And in a lot of ways, we have classes, but our classes are hands-on. They test and they challenge, and they're student-driven with the goal of enriching beyond just being school, but actually being, a little bit more powerful as these kids work with each other, who all have kind of the same level of IQ and intellect. So it's a cool thing for them to think of it a little differently as school. Plus, there's the whole social aspect. We do a lot of workshops. We do a lot of recreational activities. And we expose them to so much more than just school, because we want them to have fun and to meet people and form relationships with each other, some of them lasting. Most of our campers become junior counselors who become our senior counselors, and they grow up in the program. So it's kind of, Academy is kind of a way of life for a lot of these kids starting at the end of their fifth grade year.
So some of these kids have been around the program, and they're not kids anymore if they're senior counselor. They've been around it 6 to 8 years, it sounds like.
Yeah, I would say, you know, roughly over three-quarters of our senior counselors that are college senior counselors have gone through the Academy program, and they come back and to give back to the program. So it's got a great reputation, and we kind of cultivate our own staff as kids go through the program.
Dan Woodward is our guest on the Jefferson Exchange. He is the director of Inspire Academy, the summertime enrichment program for middle school-age students at Southern Oregon University, coming up in June. We'll talk about more specific dates coming up. But join us on the Exchange if you have questions or comments about how the whole process works, or maybe you once attended a summer enrichment program and can report back to us about what you saw there. 800-838-3760, anywhere in the listening area. In the Rogue Valley, 541-552-6782, or by email, jx@jeffnet.org. Is this a pretty standard age group to deal with? These are middle school kids generally, right?
Yes. Students, we have two sessions going simultaneously through the week, of students finishing 5th and 6th grade, and then an older group of students finishing 7th or 8th grade. So two sessions going at the same time, kind of doing the same type of experience.
And when is it? And we had just talked about in June. I'm looking for the dates here in front of me, but you know them off the top of your head, I would think.
Yeah, June 22nd is the check-in. It's a Sunday, and the kids go through June 28th, which is our closing ceremonies on the following Saturday. So they're there from Sunday to Saturday, June 22nd through the 28th.
And describe, if you would, Dan, the differences. I mean, it seems like when the kids first arrive on that first Sunday of Inspire Academy, possibly the first time they've been away from their parents for this long a projected period, a lot of things that they don't know. They don't know the place. They don't know the other people. How different is that first Sunday from the second Sunday?
Oh, it's a huge difference. And you know, these are, you know, we think about when we were young kids in grade school and in middle school and how difficult it is to be away from home for that first time. And, you know, it's difficult for kids to adjust. It's difficult for parents to adjust. But, you know, most of our kids after that first night and their first experiences with Academy, they're bought hook, line, and sinker. And they're so busy doing things and meeting new people that they start to settle in. And it's just one of the greatest things we offer is that ability, because once they experience that independence, it just goes on to serve them well in the next thing they do, where they have to be independent of their parents or be on their own experiencing something for the first time.
And so how many courses or programs can you cram into that 1 week that the kids are on campus for Inspire Academy?
Well, each kid wakes up in the morning and they go through a series of four classes. They get to select their courses. We have a wide variety of, you know, science, arts, engineering, I mean, you name it, kids can select it, whatever their interests are. And so they spend the morning going to their courses, and then they obviously eat. One of their favorite things is to eat in our fine campus dining hall, and then they go to recreation in the afternoon, and then we put them through workshops in the evening. They do brain bowl competitions. So in the course of a day, there's never a down moment. And then once in the middle of the week, we take them to see a Shakespeare play as well.
All right, so they really get the full Ashland experience then while they're at Southern Oregon University. How do you decide what the course offerings will be for a given year, and how much do they change from year to year?
Well, we always have our staple courses that kids just love. Kids love our fencing course. They love courses like Imagine Earth. It's kind of a social studies, kind of build your own nation, build your own world, apply what you know about government. They love the acting. They love the dance. So every year we try to keep around the Academy favorites, you know, maybe add a new spin to them. But we're always, you know, keeping things fresh as well, adding new courses that are fun, and listening to kids' feedback throughout the years, what they would like more of, and you know, bringing in, of course, in the 21st century, a lot of cool hands-on tech classes as well. So I know our Lego robotics class is one of our favorites for sure this year.
Lego robotics?
Uh-huh.
All right, so they're building robots out of Legos.
Yep, lots of, you know, engineering meets, you know, kind of the pop culture of Legos, and it's just kind of a really cool to watch these kids come up with designs and build things. They're just amazing, amazing kids.
Dan Woodward, are there any programs in which the kids are spending any time sitting in a traditional classroom setting, facing a teacher at a board, or is that a no-no for Inspire Academy?
Well, we want them to be as hands-on as possible, and, you know, there's always an instruction. There's always, you know, a setup. What is the course about? What are we, you know, what is the history of what we're doing? And then let's align ourselves. So there's always, you know, instructional framework is what it is. But the goal is, you know, you have 5 contact hours with your kids, 1 hour per day through the week. So you have to maximize that time with getting kids that enrichment that we pride ourselves on. So it's really important that they are applying, working together, with that hands-on, more hands-on piece.
So 5 contact hours. What's the starting time for the first programs of the day? And do the kids get to have something like a summer sleep in?
Yeah, they start pretty early at 9 a.m. And so they get up, they eat breakfast, and get going at 9. And then the day's just so full of all kinds of things. And then we kind of end almost around, you know, 8:30, 8:45 at night after our workshops. So it's a full day.
Well, it really is a long day then. You mentioned earlier about the enrichment programs testing people, and I think you meant that in the sense of challenging students. Are there actual tests or grades or anything like that that come out of Inspire Academy?
Jeff, the tests come really in students' ability to push their creativity. And these kids all come in with a really high IQ, but what we really want to offer them, and not only just in the way of enrichment and in their academics, we also want to push them socially, because coming in as director, one of my big goals was to help kids realize that success is a mixture of cognitive ability and what Angela Duckworth calls grit. And doesn't matter how smart you are, if you don't have that long-term persistence, motivation towards long-term goals, or what is called a growth mindset, then it doesn't really matter how smart you are. So we really want to combine those two things, you know, IQ and grit together, and have the kids come out at the end of the week with something just beyond an academic challenge.
And Dan, how many students can attend Inspire Academy, and what does it cost them?
Each session runs a little bit over each year, 100 to 120 campers per session. And, you know, we take as many applications as we can receive. And if we continue to get more students applying, we just keep adding senior counselors. And we, you know, students who apply, we don't, you know, turn them down. If they meet the criteria for the applications, then we adjust accordingly. For students, grades 5th through 8th, the camp costs them $750. There's no application fee to apply. They can go right online by Googling SOU Academy, and they can find the application materials right there on the website. So that's the process.
And are there any scholarships available for students whose families might have a little difficulty with the $750?
The youth program's office would be the ones to contact if they're interested in possibly. We do some grant writing and have some gear up funds for students, and we've scholarshiped students in the past, and it's kind of a year by year basis. But they can contact Southern Oregon University Youth Program's office to get any scholarship information.
All right, and so it sounds like this is the kind of thing that you're putting together probably weeks, if not months, in advance for this year's Inspire Academy.
Yeah, it's an all year process for me. I teach at South Medford High School, and I take a lot of what I do with kids in the class, and then just where I see the evolution of education going, and doing research constantly to figure out what is the next thing I want to offer each year at Academy, and from that drives our themes, and this year's theme being, you know, I inspire. I'm really pushing kids to push their own limits towards motivation and persistence to then inspire others to follow their lead.
Inspire Academy is the summertime program for middle school age kids at Southern Oregon University this year, June 22nd through 28th. Dan Woodward is the director of Inspire Academy, and he's been our guest here on the Jefferson Exchange. Dan, thanks for joining us.
Yeah, thanks for having me, Jeff. Appreciate it.
You bet. Take care. Bottom of the hour on the Jefferson Exchange, here's Garrison Keillor.